I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The prolific writings and musings of Henry David Thoreau, the 19th century author, poet, philosopher, and naturalist, cast a very long shadow that reaches deep into our contemporary lives. For many of us, Thoreau's profound reflections, his stunning twists of phrase, his keen insights, help us make some sense of this remarkably complicated world. And they have certainly shaped the life of this week's essayist, lifelong Rhode Islander Mike Fink.
I was both enraged and amused by the recent New Yorker attack on Thoreau, author of the Journal of a Sojourn in Walden. Oh, it was nothing new. There have been insults hurled at Henry David, even published in the Harvard Alumni magazine. How he learned his art trade mainly from his elder and mentor and neighbor, Emerson. How he spurned the society of his town and also depended upon its comforts. And yet, for me, he stands for the interior life, a vocation in poetry, maybe not in poems, in poetry. I have many favorite authors. Books multiply like bookworms and mice. In my attic, cellar, loft, garage, office, parlor, on shelves, tables, chairs, in bags and boxes. But Henry David Thoreau has woven his log of thoughts and observations into my actual physical life as teacher, father, and Rhode Islander, thus heir to Roger Williams' philosophic estate. Walden was required summer reading when my youngest child was still in public school. He wasn't the reading addict I had been with my eyeglasses. I let him rest in a hammock from his sports exercises while I recited the text, cover to cover, in installments to indulge the limits of his playfully rude adolescent attention span. We enjoyed that adventure, and once he had left our colony for college in Sterner, Massachusetts, we would rendezvous in Concord and at Walden Pond. I'm a devotee of swimming in lake, ocean, pool. We compete. Who gets wet first? Who floats out farther? We explore the library that houses tokens of their favorite son's output of insights. We held in hand the very pencil, manufactured by his father, with which he wrote Walden. Walden, like Paris, is a movable feast of phrases. The most renowned and perhaps now cliched commentary is, "In wilderness is the preservation of the world." The slogan has grown like a tree and flourished through American and world prophetic literature. It taps into the lore of so-called primitive peoples and warns of the dangers of winning the Pyrrhic battle between our species and those that hide among the weeds, that are the weeds. Take that, New Yorker! This I believe, that Rhode Island should annex Concord with its ponds and pencils. Let it abandon the respectability of the commonplace commonwealth, Massachusetts, that villainized our rebel Roger, and join our little realm dedicated to those troubled in conscience, like me.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He's produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.